have been highlighting this now since early on in the year. Sadly, again, the reason's been highlighted, apart from just in general awareness, there was issues behind it with dogs behind it. And that's why I had to raise it there a couple of times with yourselves there in Highland. Obviously, the council's been raising it as well. The council's raised it again, and no doubt they're coming from the same point of view as myself. People are ringing them, getting on to them about it. Unfortunately, the problem is here, Michaela, people are not being responsible with their dogs in certain areas, certain places. Sheep are getting chased, sheep are getting killed, sheep are getting worried, sheep are aborting lambs. This cannot go on. Like, people need to be responsible here. Clearly, if you go out and get a wee puppy or get a wee dog, whatever the case may be, you know exactly what you're getting. You have to take care of it. It becomes a part of your family. You know, and it needs the proper care and attention it needs. Now, sadly, I don't know whether people aren't fully aware when you get these wee puppies, they grow into big dogs and they can also grow into a lot of trouble, as we're finding out, if they're not being looked after. But sheep and dogs do not mix unless properly controlled unless in an actual farm situation where there's sheep and sheepdog, okay, that's different. But where sheep and dog slash pet, it's a whole different scenario, and all you have is trouble and disaster. For example, there were sheep there yet again, just approaching maybe 3 weeks ago now. They were chasing the Creasley area. The way it turned out, people went for a walk, they pulled up with their car into a lay-by, they opened their boot, out jumps the dog, went running in, jumped into the field and asked the sheep. Sheep were heavily pregnant. The two owners of the dogs then went into the field as well. The man and the woman went into the field running after the dog frantically. I may add, trying to get the dog stopped. The dog was no more listening than he was. The dog was enjoying himself in his own eyes. And this is the problem. They spent a considerable amount of time getting that dog stopped. Like, it shows straight away that no command over the dog, that no care of the dog. Because if they had, once they shouted and killed it, the dog would have stopped. The dog kept on running. This is the problem. Those sheep then remains to be seen, possibly as a result that they possibly may or may not abort lambs. This is the difficulty. People need to be aware as well. When you see sheep now at the minute, sheep and lambs, for example, a ewe and possibly a set of cone lambs, that's two lambs, that could fetch anywhere between €300-400 at the minute, the price of them. So they're a very expensive commodity for the farmers to have. Farmers put in a lot of hard work all year to get them to where they're at the minute, feeding them all once, they're looking after them, their husbandry, their veterinary, so on, that goes along with the actual care with them. And the last thing any farmer needs, or any sheep owner or cattle owner needs, is a dog or dogs landing and creating havoc and mayhem, and as a result, possibly sheep getting killed, sheep getting torn, and as I say then, obviously the other situation then of sheep aborting lambs, which is horrible, might add, it's totally horrible when it happens. There's no need for this, and it's all down to the one thing, Michaela, it's down to people being responsible, dog owners being responsible, visitors to the area in particular, listening to the likes yourselves on the radio, watching the website, hopefully, Facebook, reading the newspapers, wherever the ads may be. In particular, when you pull into a lay-by, a car park, look around you, you see dog signs, dog on lead. It's there for the reason, keep them on the lead. Do not be flinging your car door open or your boot door open and just letting the dog run mayhem, because that's what's happening. But sadly, what's going to happen here, farmers told me they're going to do it, and I've no doubt it will be done. Dogs will be shot on sight, and that's going to get into a whole scenario then. But the public need to be aware, and the Gardaí are fully behind this as well. The owner of the sheep have the authority to shoot the dog on sight. There's no question asked. There's no need for... There is no question about it. They have the full law on their side. Some people don't know that. Some people do. Even people that do, they still don't pay attention to it. They still carry on with their dogs, let them run riot. But sadly, this is going to come to a stark reminder sooner rather than later, the way it's going, Michaela. I feel with these dogs, people aren't going to stop.